Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And hello, I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino, heard here on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. And thank you all for listening in to our stations and affiliates down the line. We appreciate your tuning in, as it were, and thank you so much. And when all that, Roland?
Carl, we've been a little too frivolous lately. Don't you think?
I think we've been straight off the wall.
I think that this particular Smith Sabatino broadcast ought to be a little more serious.
Yes.
Have some kind of decorum.
Say what?
Decorum.
Decorum.
Yeah, and get away from some of the frivolity that we normally do at the opening of this broadcast.
All right, I'm going to play along here and see where this takes us.
Okay.
I have
a little poem for you.
Go ahead.
It's in the form of a limerick.
Okay.
There once was a fellow named Trump who got on the GOP stump. The debate was brash because he had the cash. How many now think he's a chump? He's arrogant right to the quick. At times his bravado is shtick. He's boastful and mean, politically green, and many think he's a... Now, who do we think with... What do we do with this guy who's making a high office try? Do we laugh and ignore and say he's a bore and hope that he soon goes goodbye? He might be a comfortable fit in Congress that works in a snit. Nothing is done, not a thing's begun. It's lately a pendulum pit. We get what we think we deserve in these times of negative nerve. The Donald is bad, politically sad. The Republic must be preserved.
And we start the broadcast.
Now, that's it. That's my thought for the day.
In fact, I'm
going out for coffee. I'll
love
see you
it.
Later.
I love it. We should send that to Mr. Trump.
No, I don't think so. He'll sue me like he sues everybody else that he doesn't like.
I love it. That's the kind of shtick that will get you a win on America's Got Talent.
You think?
I'm
not so sure. It might get me a win on Yugoslavia's Got Talent.
Well, how are you now?
I'm fine.
We launch our broadcast, I have not a serious note, but an interesting note to add. I want to add a story, very quick story, if I may, Ronald.
Sure, please.
As far away from Donald Trump as you can possibly get, there was a young boy, and they have a video of this and pictures, who used to take his little desk and chair. He's a third grader, and parked it in front of the McDonald's sign along a highway just south of Manila, to study up against the McDonald's sign because he used the lights. He had no lights in his house.
Hmm.
Isn't that extraordinary?
Yes, it is.
And he does such. He's doing extremely well in school. They're working on a scholarship for him. He got 1,000,000+ hits and visits to whatever you do on YouTube and so on and so forth. Somebody put it up. I think that's extraordinary. I mean, he every night he would go out and put his little desk and chair and study by the McDonald's sign along the highway. Isn't that extraordinary?
I think that shows ingenuity.
Doesn't it?
It also shows gumption. And what are some of these other words? Talent.
Talent.
Using the environment, whatever you can, to benefit your own successful future.
Working with the system.
So, of course.
Isn't that fascinating? I had to mention that story. I was absolutely floored by it. My little one and I were sitting on the couch watching television, and this story came on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was amazed by it. She says, Daddy, I want to do that.
That story came on in the cartoons?
No. In the break.
In the break.
And I just think, on Disney Channel, as a matter of fact, that's fascinating. I think it's wonderful. And I wanted to bring it up to our listeners' attention.
I thought I really like that.
I do.
There are a lot of stories like that out there that we need to bring to the people.
Yes.
Because living this life is really wonderful if you just open your eyes and see what other people are doing.
You open your eyes and you live this life.
Yes.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we carry on. With Kevin Wolf in the control room, we're back.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. New research indicates people who feel young live longer. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Extra years today on American Biker Minute.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Positive attitude and the will to live the full life describes bikers. Younger feeling people are cheating death. Older feeling adults, 40% more likely to die sooner. Smoking, depression, cognitive loss, the trend is solidly in place. Apparently, the younger you feel, on average, the longer you'll live. Older youngsters have in common a greater sense of life's mastery and the burning will to carry on. The key to feeling young fits snugly into the ignition lock of a motorcycle. American Biker Minute.
On the back of a motorcycle.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
A wonderful aroma is wafting through the house. Your favorite stew or soup has been cooking all day and is almost ready to eat.
Scott Belsky, author of the best-selling book Making Ideas Happen, says the secret behind a great dish is the patience and pacing that makes the flavors and textures even more delicious.
Compare that to our daily lives where we have to be more like line cooks, turning out orders as fast as possible.
For balance, he suggests having slow-cooked projects where you can let your ideas simmer and go back to them over time.
Think about something you can slowly cultivate. You might just cook up a masterpiece for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.